Objective. This study aimed to compare the effectiveness of cognitive therapy and schema therapy in reducing weight among women with bulimia nervosa. Methods and materials. This experimental study employed a pretest postis design with a non-equivalent control group and follow-up assessment. The statistical population consisted of overweight women with bulimia nervosa who attended nutritional counseling and psychological centers in District 13 of Tehran during 2022-2024. Using convenient sampling and based on body mass index, BMI, and diagnostic criteria for bulimia nervosa, 51 eligible participants were selected according to Cochrane's formula. Participants were randomly assigned to two experimental groups and one control group. Weight was assessed at baseline as the pretest measure. Experimental group A received cognitive therapy, whereas experimental group B received schema therapy. The control group was placed on a waiting list and received no intervention during the study period. Following completion of the interventions, postist and follow-up assessments were conducted. Data were analyzed using repeated measures analysis of variance and Bonferroni post hoc tests in SPSS version 22. Findings. Repeated measures analysis of variance demonstrated that both cognitive therapy and schema therapy produced statistically significant reductions in weight among women with bulimia nervosa compared with the control condition. The significant therapeutic effects were maintained at the follow-up assessment, indicating persistence of the treatment gains over time. However, the between-group comparison of the two active interventions revealed no statistically significant difference between cognitive therapy and schema therapy in their effectiveness for weight reduction. Thus, although both interventions were significantly more effective than the control condition, neither therapeutic approach demonstrated statistical superiority over the other. Conclusion. Cognitive therapy and schema therapy appear to be effective psychological interventions for supporting weight reduction among overweight women with bulimia nervosa, with treatment effects remaining evident during follow-up. The absence of a significant difference between the two interventions suggests that both approaches may represent viable therapeutic options.